Hello, it's Thursday, December the 2nd, and we are in the final chapter of the prophecy of Isaiah, chapter 66. And it begins in verses 1 and 2 with a picture of true worship. Then in the next two verses, a picture of false worship. Then in verses 5 and 6, a reference to the persecution of God's people, the difficulty of the journey that is the Christian life. In verses 7 through 14, you have a wonderful description of the prosperity of God's people. And then, like a chiasm, like bookends, we have a picture of false worship. And then in verses 18 through 21, a picture of true worship. And then it ends in verses 22 through 24, "For as the new heavens and the new earth that I make shall remain before me, says the Lord, so shall your offspring and your name remain from new moon to new moon, and from Sabbath to Sabbath, all flesh shall come to worship before me, declares the Lord. And they shall go out and look on the dead bodies of the men who have rebelled against me. For their worm shall not die, their fire shall not be quenched, and they shall be an abhorrence to all flesh." Well, it ends like Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress ends. And when Christian has finally made it in through the pearly gates, and it's a marvelous, marvelous description of it. And then there's another guy who comes across the river, but he has no certificate to enter these gates. And two beings, angelic beings, come and take him to a door that's in the side of the mountain that leads straight to hell. And every time I read that closing paragraph in Pilgrim's Progress, it kind of takes my breath away. Wow, you know, you almost didn't see that coming. But that's how Isaiah finishes too, with a warning to those who remain unrepentant and rebellious against God, that a reckoning, an eternal reckoning is coming. And what Isaiah, who's called the evangelical prophet, he wants them to repent and to believe in the Messiah that he has written about, in the Jesus that he has portrayed so much in this prophecy. Well, I trust this lengthy look at this great prophet was helpful to you. We'll start something new next Monday, but I'm not sure quite yet what that is, but we'll see you then.